From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. An investigation sheds light on the downing of a Malaysian airliner. International investigators in the Netherlands say a Malaysian airliner that crashed over eastern Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a missile that was transported into Ukraine from Russia. The story from VOA's Henry Ridgewell in London.
The conclusions of the multinational joint investigation team were clear. Flight MH17 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from territory controlled by Russian-backed rebels. The precise launch site has been narrowed down to a specific field outside the village of Pervomaisky. Russia has consistently denied any involvement and has claimed the airliner was downed either by a Ukrainian fighter jet or shot down from Ukrainian territory. With the finger of blame pointing squarely at Moscow, analysts say relations between the West and Russia are likely to deteriorate further. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Russia has dismissed the Dutch-led investigation as subjective. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said in a statement the conclusions of the Dutch prosecutor's office confirmed that the investigation is biased and politically motivated. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the attacks on the two largest hospitals in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo as war crimes. Comments came as the U.S. threatened to cut off contact with Russia over Syria unless it takes steps to halt the assault on Aleppo. The UN chief expressed his utter frustration with the situation. Damage from the strikes temporarily knocked the facilities out of service, further limiting medical care in the part of the city where 250,000 people are besieged by government troops. VOA News. The United States and Iraq have agreed on a plan that will send about 600 additional American troops to Iraq to help retake Mosul from Islamic State. Speaking to reporters in New Mexico, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Wednesday that the increase was part of the coalition's accelerating campaign to isolate and collapse Islamic State's control over Mosul and expand gains by Iraqi security forces elsewhere in Iraq. A senior U.S. defense official put the total number at 615, bringing the number of American troops authorized to fight IS in Iraq to 5,262. The official said the troops would arrive in Iraq over the next few weeks. Israel's prime minister is remembering Shimon Peres as a man of vision. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu paid tribute to Peres in a video statement Wednesday shortly before convening his cabinet for a special session. He said, as a man of vision, his gaze was aimed to the future. As a man of security, he fortified Israel's strength in many ways, some of which even today are still unknown. As a man of peace, he worked until his final days toward reconciling with our neighbors for a better future for our children. Peres died early Wednesday, 2 weeks after suffering a stroke. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry talked about Peres.
Shimon Peres will be hugely missed. A great gap exists now, and everybody who knew him, admired him, who was inspired by him, and by his example for the pursuit of justice and peace, will continue, I know, to remain inspired and motivated by him. I hope his memory will be a blessing for all of us.
Kerry and perhaps President Obama will be among the international dignitaries attending Perez's funeral. The European Union's counterterrorism coordinator fears that foreign fighters could launch attacks in Europe with chemical weapons using techniques learned in Syria and Iraq. Gilles de Kerchov said Wednesday that I hope that no one will come back from Syria with the knowledge of how to weaponize chemical stuff and car bombs. They have learned how to do it in Syria and Iraq. De Kerchov told the Associated Press at a conference that as the Islamic State group's hope for homeland collapses, hundreds of fighters are likely to return to Europe. He said some will go home in their hundreds, some will want to join another hotspot, mostly Libya, but there are other places where they can hide. Opposition to the deployment of the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Anti-Missile System, or THAAD, is weakening in South Korea's National Assembly in the face of North Korea's rapid advancement of its nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities.
That's the latest world news from VOA.